Man Wearing Black Ribbons by Sebastian Bourdon. A masterpiece of 17th century French portraiture, Man Wearing Black Ribbons has become, over time, one of the museum's most emblematic works. Enjoying an aura of prestige from his position as court painter and academician, Bourdon returned to Montpellier in 1657, intending to found an academy. He worked for the city councils, stirring up jealousy locally, and painted The Fall of Simon the Magician for the Cathedral Chapter House, still there today. François-Xavier Fabre bought Man Wearing Black Ribbons a year before his death in 1837. This work undoubtedly belongs to this period spent in Montpellier, although there's no way of definitely identifying the sitter. Bourdon uses the formula of the elite portrait inherited from the Flemish painter Van Dyck, with a relaxed and sober result. Located in an indistinct exterior decor, the arms and hands supported by a discrete feature from classical architecture, the subject stares unconcerned at the spectator, with a hint of disillusion. The olive tint of the face, the sensual mouth, the thick locks of hair, the tense hands, the careful dress, typical of the period, with a froth of ruffles escaping from the slashed sleeves, compose a romantic figure of haunting charm, part man of action, part intellectual. Bourdon's brushstrokes show a rare degree of assurance and variety, moving from a fluid and light touch to a firm and smooth modelling effect, keeping to a limited palette of browns, luminous whites, and deep blacks.